The Bing Crosby Show. This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by the people of General Electric. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guest, Gary Crosby. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bing.
I met my little bright-eyed dog down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Down by the riverside, oh yes, I met my little bright-eyed dog. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I asked her for a little kiss, down by the riverside. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Oh yes, I asked her for a little kiss. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside. She said, have patience if you can, I'm sure you understand. I hardly know your name. I said, if I can have my say, maybe some sweet day, my name and yours will be the same. I wed my little bright-eyed dog down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'd wed my little bright-eyed dog down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Said, have patience, Mr. Man, I'm sure you'll understand. I hardly know your name. I said, if I can have my say, maybe some sweet day, my name and yours will be the same. I'd wed my little bright-eyed dog down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'd wed my little bright-eyed doll down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
Very nice,
you
Bing.
Like him, eh?
Yes, I'd say that's getting off to a fine start.
Well, thank you. You're very nice to say so, but I want to tell you something, Ken. The words of that song are very, very hard to remember. It's a lucky thing I had them written down here.
Yes, it must be very difficult remembering down by the riverside.
It's something of a challenge, I promise you. But it's a pleasant, rather attractive song, I think.
I think so, too. Well, Bing, here we are, back on radio.
Yes, sir, and on Sundays.
Sure, everything new. Yep. New broadcast time, mm-hmm. New theme song.
It's a yet untitled melody written by Victor Young.
Oh, I see. We're going to start a contest?
No, Ken, let's just keep this a nice, pleasant half hour. No contests, no quizzes, no panels, no giveaways. In fact, nothing to strain the brain.
Nothing to agitate the arteries, eh?
Tranquility and composure will characterize our efforts.
Ah, that sounds great. Say, speaking of pleasant things, Bing, I want to tell you how much I enjoyed Call Me Lucky.
You really enjoyed it, huh?
Yes, sir. Betty and I saw it twice.
You saw it twice?
Oh, it was charming. Delightful. That little French boy, that Christian Fourcade, dude.
Ken, I appreciate your friendly spirit and your desire to butter me up nicely strikes a responsive chord, but I must point out that you are confusing my picture, Little Boy Lost, with my book, Call Me Lucky.
Oh, shuckin', so I am. Forgive me, Bing.
Well, don't worry about it.
Okay. Bing, did you have a nice summer?
Yeah, sure, but listen, let's get back to our topic,
no,
Ken.
Please don't.
I can't quite understand. It baffles me how you could confuse a book with a movie, since they don't have the same title or any particular relation to each other.
Well, I might be able to explain the cause of my confusion. You see, the first time I went to see Little Boy Lost, I noticed that a man sitting in front of me was reading Call Me Lucky.
During the movie?
Yeah.
Well,
obviously a fellow who bought a copy of the book just couldn't put it down. Are you sure this really happened?
Really? Matter of fact, I held the candle for the fellow.
What candle?
Well, the candle he read by.
Oh, that candle.
Sure.
Well, at least this conversation is illuminating.
Bing, I'd like to say something else about Call Me Lucky.
No, please, Ken.
No, wait. I think your friends would like to know that the book, Call Me Lucky, contains much more subject matter than was covered in the Saturday Evening Post articles. And furthermore...
That's enough, Ken, unless you can think of some way to tie this into General Electric.
That will be the day.
That would be clever, wouldn't it? Now, with a bow to Les Paul and Mary Ford, whose record is topping the list for these many weeks, here's the very popular Vaya Con Dios.
Is dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although your many million dreams away, each night I'll say a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour. Of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a gray tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my
thank you. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present our very first guest of the season, a young man who's been auditioning around the house for several days, Mr. Gary Crosby.
Well, Hello, Dad.
What are you going to sing for us, Gary?
Well, I thought I might do Gambler's Guitar.
Hey, that's pretty dramatic, isn't it?
Yes, but I feel I can handle it.
You really think you can? Well, if you say so, I'll go along. But you've got quite a lot to shoot at, you know. Did you hear Rusty Draper's record of that, Gambler's Guitar, that great record he did?
Don't expect anything like that from me.
But I will say that Perry Bodkin has come up with a very stylish multiple guitar arrangement for this number.
Multiple guitars? Well, see here.
Step right up then, Gary. You and the guitar started talking.
My guitar. Tell of the hearts that this vagabond has broken. Tell of the fun I have had. Tell of the loving and the laughing and the joking. Back when I was glad. Back when I was glad. Tell it pretty, my guitar. Tell of the days when the riverboat was churning. Oh, what a gambler's spree. Tell of the haughty way old lady luck was spurning. Everyone but me. Everyone but me. Ha ha, tell them, tell them. Speak of the time when I took my biggest gamble, the game where hearts are high. Speak of the funny way my luck began to ramble when she caught my eye. When she caught my eye. Ha ha, tell 'em again, tell 'em again. That this life's a game of poker. A fool and gold must part. But in this hectic world, the biggest fool's the joker, who gambles with his heart. Who gambles with his heart. Tell it real sad, my guitar.
Fine, fine. That's okay, Gary.
Yeah, there's plenty of guitar there, wasn't there?
Man, you were loaded with guitar. Now, shall we see if Mr. Trotter will carry us through a little duet on the old favorite, What a Little Moonlight Can Do?
All righty. You started, I believe.
It has been so planned, yes.
Woo, woo, woo. What a little moonlight can do. Woo, woo. What a little moonlight can do to you. Oh, you're in love, your heart's a flutter,
and all day long I only stutter.
'Cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words I love you. What a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till a little moonbeam comes deep and true.
I'll get bold, you can't resist her, and all you say when I have kissed her is ooh.
What a little moonlight can do. You get bold, you can't resist her,
and all I'll say when I have kissed her is ooh,
what a little moonlight can do, 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 do,
Do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do. What a little moonlight can do.
Good, Gary and Bing.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, the Bell sisters are going to hate us. That's all I can say.
Well, thanks a lot, Dad. I'll be seeing you.
What's the rush?
I am going to call a girlfriend, mm-hmm. and if there's any gas in your car, I'm going to make a moonlight test.
I warn you now, the moonlight's very potent this time of the year.
That's what I'm looking for. High voltage. So long.
Take it easy now, Sparky. Don't get short-circuited out there someplace. Say, Ken, doesn't that high voltage suggest that it might be time for us to move a little merchandise for General Electric?
Well, we don't have to worry about merchandise this year, Bing.
What's this? What's going on here? Anyway, I don't see any General Electric refrigerators or ranges or blankets or radios or light bulbs or anything here tonight. What are we selling?
We're not selling anything this season.
You mean our order books have been confiscated? Are we being taken off the floor? Are the carnations that light up to be torn from our lapels? Being put out to pasture, is that it?
Now, Bing, don't get hysterical. All GE wishes us to do this season is to discuss people, not products.
People?
Mm-hmm. Our assignment is to chat about the fine things people can accomplish when they work together.
Well, there's really no limit to progress when people work together. But this, however, is covering an awful lot of territory. How do we get specific, Ken?
Well, tonight I think we should gab about our economy.
Our economy, Ken?
Mm-hmm.
A rather sweeping subject in itself. What about it?
Well, let's see how it developed, how it works, what it is.
Let's consult the dictionary here. That's a good shortcut.
Okay, should I quote Webster?
More or less of an authority, I guess.
Let's see. Economy. The management of the affairs of a community, a state, or establishment directly concerned with its maintenance or productiveness.
It's rather a stuffy bunch of words, don't you think? Isn't there some other way to get at this thing?
Well, let's see. Perhaps we should go way back and consider how primitive man set up his economy.
Well, that could be a little more colorful.
You see, when the caveman needed food, he ate berries off the bush. When he needed a suit, he bopped an animal over the noggin and took a skin. And when he needed a hammer or a sword or a farming tool, he simply broke a limb off a tree. You remember.
Let's not get Neanderthal here in our dialogue, Kenneth. Let's just get to the point. Now, what is it?
Simply this. That once, man was wholly self-contained. He did everything himself. Had to.
And today, Ken, each person does what he or she can do best. Be it working with machinery or selling brushes or extracting IT.
That's right. And in doing what we can do best, our work has a certain value. And we can exchange that value for other things with other values. For instance, I cite a young lady I know who works for General Electric. She's a bookkeeper. She just loves figures.
I find them intriguing myself at times, Carl, but go ahead.
Well, she performs a necessary work in bookkeeping. But she doesn't grow her own food or spin cloth for her dresses. She didn't build the house she lives in. Other people and machines do those things. And she buys them by trading her day's work for that of the folks who made these materials.
In other words, it applies to every one of us. Our economy is really our way of life. It's working and playing together, thinking and doing together, all the things we and other people do for ourselves and each other.
Mm-hmm. We're all sort of in the same boat, each pulling his own oar so that all of us move smoothly and farther ahead.
Well, I guess that points up the meaning of our economy, eh, Ken?
Yeah, and it's been fun talking with you, Bing.
We must do it again sometime.
Good.
Now I think we'd better start pulling my oar toward the music rack here for another song.
I'll pull with you.
You're sweet.
Everything dovetails around here, doesn't it?
It's part of our economy, boy. Now, friends, here's a song which originated in France, Embrasse-moi bien. This is the English lyric, and I understand that there's a deck of platter out on this tune. That's part of my economy. John, shall we then?
My breath,
my heart, my soul. Forget the day, let come what may. Embrasse, embrasse, moi bien.
Merci beaucoup. Folks, I think you probably know that John Scott Trotter has in his orchestra some of the finest musicians in the popular field. And I thought it would be a good idea from time to time on this program, John played a number which would serve to exhibit the virtuosity of his musicians and also to demonstrate the wide scope of John's ability as an arranger and conductor. Here's the first of such numbers. It's Dancing in the Dark, a beautiful song composed for Bandwagon, Fred Astaire's latest picture.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, boys of the band. That was very fine, very flashy. Here's a little song, a very pretty thing that I sing to Christian Fourcade, a little boy in the picture, A Little Boy Lost. It's titled The Magic Window.
I suppose there's a lot you've never heard of. In a way, you're a very lucky lad. In those books that you haven't read a word of, there's a great bunch of friends you've never had. I envy the fun you've got in store, doing what you haven't done before. Someday you'll be looking through a magic window, and you'll see yourself sail off with Captain Kidd. Oh, what adventures you'll enjoy, and you'll be the only boy to discover where the treasure chest was hid. And if I remember, that's what I once did. I remember looking through a magic window, and I saw myself teach Robin Hood to aim. Then what mischief I got in, meeting Huckleberry Finn, and I saw it through that magic window frame. You can bet your bottom dream you'll do the same. With your nose against the glass and your elbows on the sill, you'll be a partner of Buffalo Bill. Help solve a case with Sherlock Holmes, or you'll get to go with Gulliver each time he roams. Grown-ups don't know where to find that magic window, but it's any window little boys look through. There's so much for you to see, so don't ever say to me that you've got a lot of growing up to do. 'Cause I wish that I were growing down.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is our closer for tonight. Hope to see you next week, same time, same place, when our guest will again be Gary Crosby. Thank you very much and good night.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Gary Crosby. The Bing Crosby Show is brought to you each week by the people of General Electric, who believe there is no limit to progress when people work together.